Hallelujah. Tell me what it means. He means what he says. He didn't bite his tongue here. Know you not that the friendship of the world is hatred? The reason he tells us this is because he said the tares have been sown by the wicked one. And they're my enemies. They hate me. And I don't want you being entrapped or caught up in their snares, because you will be. You are gullible. Was not Israel gullible? They were falling to every kind of entrapment, were they not? They saw the mighty hand of Yah that he fed them bread from Hashemayim. He fed them quail. And they did not murmur one time after that. And they did not murmur one time after that. And they murmured and they complained. And yet he fed them to the till their bellies were full. Whereby that even he had such anger against those fools that he came down, sent serpents, and even while the food was in their mouth, he sent death among them. And they puked it out of their noses, their eyes and everything. I believe puke right everywhere out of their buttocks, puke and stench. I can imagine the stench of that camp. He said, that's your compassion, your desire of the world and the worldly things. And to have the spirit of the world, you're my enemy. And you are the enemy of Yah. I don't care what you think. It's either Yahshua told a flat out lie here, or it's the truth. You can try to change it all you want to. That's why I say to us, we have this enmity spirit against Yah. We are combatants. When Yah tells us something, he identifies us. We rise up in our own flesh to combat him. We don't like what he says, so we want to try to disprove him and try to correct Yahweh. Can I tell you, you cannot correct Yahweh. He made this as a simple man's truth. He made it for the simple. Not many mighty great men are called of Yah. Not many orators and educated men, they're not called of Yah, because they combat against the logics of Yah. So he take a simple little man up there in the hills of West Virginia to say, Yah, but Pastor, bless the people of Yah. Show us our errors. So to be a friend of the world, and we love the world. But that's my son, be his friend, because you're not the friend of Yah. We receive their words and they corrupt us even the more. Well, that's my mama, receive her words to your damnation. To be a friend of the world. You can say what you want to. What that means, what you out there dancing and all that. Honey, you dancing your mind already. Your ruach dance with every kind of vile thing there is. Your thoughts are corrupt and evil as hell. You doing the wickedness there before you even began to practice what's coming out of here. You doing enough toying around and playing up here before you began to act upon that. So don't talk to this preacher that way. He says, you're going to identify the tares. He says, the one that sowed the tares are the enemy, right? Is that what HaMashiach says? And Yaakov tells us, you will know the very nature of those that are Yah's enemy. They will have this affinity for the world. They will love mama, daddy, brothers, and sisters more than they love me, and they cannot be my disciple. They will love son, daughters more than they love me, they cannot be my disciple. They are not the Talmudin of Yah. And so what the laws of their kinfolks or their children or sons supersedes the Torah, the law of Yah, their tradition, because this is my son, the tradition says this, and then they make void the power of the truth of Yah, and they become very weak, they become effeminate men and women, whether there's no string of the power of Yah in them. To be friends of the world, to be friends, that's an enmity. Yes, I hate you. He means what he says, it is a mutual hatred. He said, you don't have to worry about that. It is mutual. The hatred is there. It is mutual because your will, it is an ill will. We get ill toward Yah. That's one of the slang jargons today. It was in the days. She's ill, or don't be ill. You knew when someone said you were ill that you had an attitude, right? So you get ill toward Yah because you got an attitude, because he tells you. We all have been children, right? We have grown, especially some of us that have matured. Some, very few have matured, all right? When your mother, father, you that had the privilege of having one, when your aima of your avat said something, you did you not get ill about that? You get ill, would you not? Don't sit here like hypocrites on me. You get ill. And they were telling you the right things, too. Everything they told you were right. And that's why we are suffering things today because of our own ill and our own ill will and our stubbornness. You are jack. I don't know how to say it. I wish I could use a superlative that would just awaken the world. We're not even fools. Yah has not lied. He said, be not deceived. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. I don't care if it's your damned of a son, daughter, your mama, your granddad. It makes no difference at all. Israel has so much and never reap it. That's why we see the corrupted and the things that are manifesting among the midst of the people of Yah. We need men to take the cultivating hoya and cultivate. And I don't mind doing that. Hallelujah. If it's one thing I hate, I can't stand to see a weed in the garden. I don't care if I'm picking tomatoes or beans. If I see weeds, I'm going to pull them. But that's, to me, that's part of the garden. Not just to pick it. We pick okra the day. I went down my row. I say, Nate, pull every weed, man. That's part of the garden. Then you look back at the roll and you see everything dressed right. That looks nice. I like that. Things orderly and in order. Things right. I don't even like to see a chair out of order. I don't like to go in the dining hall and see something turned that way, this way. I want everything to be orderly. Hallelujah. My ruah is that way. Sure it is. I believe in order. Is Yahweh's house orderly? Sure it is. It's nothing like walking in an orderly house, is it? You walk in homes in order, you say, my, you walk in homes that are crazy as hell, young as wild and twisted. Every kind of sound going on. This old preacher would say, come on here, somebody. You walk in a home that is orderly, everything is orderly. There's a spirit there that induces discipline. You walk in a place where it's disorderly, I don't care if you all don't love me. Then everything is out of order. The children, mama, husband, radio on, television on. CD playing, video games turning, it's crazy. So the Bayit of Yah is one of order. And we are representative ambassadors of the order of the kingdom of Yah. And everything we do go out to do, we go out as ambassadors representing the kingdom. And so when one sees us, when we do things, it's done with the orderly format. Sure it is. Did I not just say we were in the military? I don't care where you went, you knew a soldier. Because we were ambassadors of the United States Army or Marines or Navy or Air Force. That's what we are, Coast Guards. We were ambassadors. And we were identified. There was a certain order. They developed a certain attitude. The ones that would not conform or shape, they kicked them out. Those that could not capitulate or change, then they were weeded out. Did they not weed us out in the military? Was that not a process of weeding people out? Those that were mentally disturbing, those that did not have the ability to carry on in that function, they did that. So you must weed out the tares. Hallelujah. And I have the Melechim of Yah encamped about me. And Yah's going to weed out the tares. He's going to weed them out. I want him to. To have friendship with the world, you're an enemy. Those that are the ruah, the spirit of a tear, they are enemies of Yah. And they love the world. And the world gravitates to them. They have a camaraderie with the world. They get excited about something that is perpetrated by the manifestation of wickedness. But when it comes to Yah, there's no expression. Come on here. They get excited. Oh, you know what she did? Oh, he got a medal for basketball. Woof! But that will cause an elation. They become elated with that. But what the word of Yah doesn't cause them to be elated. Child of hell. Something stupid like that makes them, they get excited. Oh, she was a smart girl. Oh, my son, he's wonderful in his homework. You adulterous, you unfaithful Jezebels, what he says. And you adulterous, you love idolatry. You love to build your gods. You make your gods in your mind. You establish your gods. He called us that, didn't he? Adulterous and adulteress. Is he talking to the people of Yah? Sure he is. He said, don't you know that you're so wicked, you don't know that friendship is, that's an enmity. You hate me, and I hate you like you hate me. It is mutual, my friend. It is mutual. And don't you know that the friendship of the world
for you to enjoy that you are an enemy? Did I not say that the tares are the one that was sown in the Olam Hazah? Did he not say that? Did not Amashiach say that? Did he not say that? Does he command us to come out of the world? Does he command us to separate? Did he command us not to test the world, not the unclean things of the world? He commands us. So when you're a friend of the world, I don't care who it is, my brothers and sisters. I don't care if it's your great-great-granddaddy. It makes no difference at all. No whatsoever. I don't care what they fed you. I don't care how nice they were to you. That means nothing. Yahweh says to be friends with them, to have this tightness, this bond with them, that I am not your friend. How do we make ourselves known to be the friends of Yah? We do what he says, right? Hamashiach said, and you are my friends if you do what I command you. You understand that conjunction, that if. And if you're not a friend, then you're an enemy. There's no middle ground of friendship. You are either friends or enemies. He command my friends. You are the friend to the sister, you're her enemy. You are the friend to the brother, you're his enemy. No middle ground. The world uses associates. Just a polite way to say, you're not my friend, but I associate with you. We're hypocrites. That's what we are. We've become so blinded by the world that we can't even understand the simple things. We hear the world talk. We see how they use phrases, and they captivate the whole world. I read things and I listen to things, and the power of words, how they can persuade. And just by that, they altered the whole attitude of people. I was reading this morning how that the word Islamic revolution or Islamic jihadist. You don't want to say, they say, in order for us to change the minds of the people of Iran, you don't want to say that Iran is a nation of jihadists. So we will alter the expression, we say an Islamic jihadist in Iran. And you really don't want to use the word Iran. And with that, just even with that propaganda, putting that out there in that nation, then 58% of the people there, almost 60% want what we call a regime change. And they welcome America or any nation coming in and overthrowing their government. That's what the enemy does. Just live with the words. Don't the wicked, don't they pull gifts out of their bosom and they alter your mind toward Yah? Sure they do. To be afraid of the world, you know you're an enemy of Yah. Period. 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 You can twist it any way you want to. You are an enemy of Almighty Yahweh. David said, Dawid says, listen to this in Psalms 74 verse 10. I'll get back to Metiti here. I'll read this in Psalms 74:10. O Yahweh, how long shall the adversary reproach Harav? You know what an adversary is. How long will they Harav reproach? You understand what the word reproach means? Can I tell you? I'll tell you one simple expression. It is to defy. You will never defy Yah, would you? He says here, O Yahweh, how long will those that are enemies or adversaries reproach Hara, defy you? Shall the enemies blaspheme? They despise. Shall the enemy blaspheme your name continuously? When one is an enemy of Yah, they will blaspheme his name. They will despise it. They will have contempt. Well, that's my son, honey. I don't care if it's your grandson. Does it say that? How long will the enemy continuously to blaspheme your name, to blaspheme, to have contempt for it, to spawn it? How long will the enemy hate your name continuously? How can you be a friend of the world and say you're a friend of Yah when they hate the name of your Abba? How could you be enlightened and filled with their fellowship with laughter and folly? Yah, raise up the man of Yah. I don't care who he is. Solomon said, I look for one among a thousand, found one. I'd like to know who that one was. Hallelujah. Oh, I believe it's a metaphor, Yahshua. I believe that what Solomon saw was a period of time. I don't believe that the thousand that he looked at was literally a thousand in that dimension. When there was a number that was so numerically uncountable, then they would use phraseology or words like that. So he said, I looked among a thousand, I found. He looked down to the generation of time. Come on, he was a spiritual man. He had the enlightenment of Yah. He said, I couldn't find but one. And I saw him. He was a blurry looking thing, but I saw him. But he had something that I didn't have. That's why Yah would say to the Nabi, when you go into Jerusalem, you find a man that stand and sigh for Siddiq or righteousness. Where are the men that stand for righteousness? Where are the men that have the breastplate of Siddiq on? That the sword of the Ru'ah. Yeah, you find men that can talk like this or talk, but there's no power in the putan. There's no substance there. Where are they? We need men like that. We need them. And he said, I looked for a woman amongst Catholics, they couldn't find one. I looked, he's in all the assemblies. I looked through Pamphylia and all of them. Pontius, couldn't find one place. What about the Ruah of Yahweh, filled the place. Couldn't find no life in there at all. So you look among Israel, where's the Gideon? Where are the warriors that would die for the sake of the kingdom truth? I don't care if son, daughter, wife, cousin, kinsmen, all leaving. Where are those that would stand for the Siddiq of Yah? Hallelujah. Where are those that stand for his truth? Well, that's mama. When mama, you speak the truth of mama, I don't care who she is. She will not, she cannot, you cannot. The enemy cannot stand before the presence of Yah. It's because we don't have the true Ruah of Yah. We have this false traditional simulation of a spirit, but it's not the power of Yahweh. When Hamashiach came into the midst of those, that one of Gadara, the demons cried out. When he came into that town, he said, get him out. We don't want him here. Cast out the demons out of the swines. Get him out of here. And what we're casting out of our mouths is the spirit of a swine. We cast out unclean things, and something that's unclean draws something unclean. Well, I don't believe it. I'll tell you what, you put a piece of watermelon out, its flies will come, will it not? Wait till it starts rotting and the sun hit it. Become putrefied, and we become distinct. Will they come more? Sure they will. You don't believe that? Then take a bucket of that turkey litter, put water in it, just let it sit out there for days. Let the sun hit it, and see what will happen after about a week. It began to stink like a rotten dog. And you will have flies and maggots and everything. Will the flies and maggots proliferate? They will proliferate. They will. The maggots become so abundant and they swarm on everything. And that's what has happened to Israel, the people of Yah. The reason why? Because we will not allow Yah to tear down and destroy. To bring down that vile nature of ours. We will not hear what he says. They're always going to come down. We got to hear what Yahweh says. We shut our ears. We stop them up. We defy Yah. He said, how long shall your adversary reproach you, defy you? Hara. Hara. But what defy Yahweh? The hara. The hara. How long will they defy you? He says, shall the enemy blaspheme, spawn, despise, have contempt for your name continuously? That's what the enemy does. I can do all things in Yahshua that gives me strength. When you spawn that name, when you're at the ebb of your weakness, you spawn the name of Yah, the power of Yahshua, because you're an adversary to Yah. You move into that place of an enemy combatant. When you move to that place of an enemy combatant, you said, I would die in my stance. That's what you tell Yah. And you die in the stance of defending sin. You defend sin. You defend unrighteousness. You defend corruption. And you die. And that's why there's no spiritual enlightenment. I look at some of y'all are drunk. You can't stay awake. That's sad. You're pitiful. I despise that. Not one of you sisters, your eyes, none of you brothers, you have time. Elder Martin said to me, you went to bed early last night. Yeah, I went 7. Had prayer this morning. And did not realize that it was late. Sister Roberts came back, it was 8:30. Said, whoa, 8:24. I don't like sleeping that late. I like to get up earlier. Especially on Friday, on the Shabbat. I like to look at scriptures. I may not have nothing to preach. I just like to go in there and sit down and look at scripture. Read little news and look at scripture. And I don't like getting up late like that because my Shabbat is ordered. I like to be up at 7. I like to have me a little cup of decaf coffee. I drink that because it is a cleanser. It is a purger for me. Only on the Shabbat. Then I will read. I will look at scriptures until about 9 or 9:30 or 10 at times. That's what I will do. And then I will prepare myself with the bathing and I will cleanse myself ready for prayer. Now you can get up at 9:30 or 10 and still you should not have this drunkenness about you.
Something is wrong. You not only you're sick creature spiritually, but you're sick physically. If I got up here and I was nodding out like that, what would you all think? Then you give Yahweh your undivided attention. You can sit down with mama, dad, and some foolish, and you can talk for 3-4 hours, and you will never nod out. I'm not backing down. Not one bit. I will not back down. Period. Not one bit. In order for this ship to sail right, the helmsman in these kinds of ships, we don't have these modern day ships. We got to go back to the ancient of things. He has to be aware and he has to hold that rudder in the water. And he comes through the torrid waves. He has to hold it. Keep the ship steady from toppling. And we have to be steady in the ways of Yah. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always living, abounding in the word and the truth of Yah. Whether we steadfast. And we can have the ship want to turn. You must be steadfast in what he commands. You must do what he says. So those that are unfaithful unto Yah, their enemies, those that blaspheme his name, those that defy him, reproach him, they are adversaries of Yah, their enemies. Their enemies. And that's why the enemy have, he has your mind talking against truth, against the word of Yah, and above all against the man of Yah. Because he points out your sin. And so you try to find things you think you're finding that he has done or he is doing that's not right. And that's how the enemy pollutes your wicked mind. Oh, I know how people are. I say this because I know what I'm saying. Take it back. Hallelujah. You know, I hate to have to interject things like this in the preaching, but I have to, for we need it. He goes on to say the same chapter, verse 18. Listen to this. 18th verse. He said, remember this, that the enemy has reproach. Now, look who they have reproach. They have reproach, O Yahweh. O Yahweh, they have reproach. And that the foolishness, the Nabal, the foolishness people have blasphemed your name. Now, you know when you find an enemy that is combatant of Yah and one that is foolish, they will blaspheme the name of Yah. They will have contempt for it. They will have contempt for it. They say, well, honey, I don't care what you say, honey. This is it. They're enemies. For the child of Israel have hear the truth of Yah, they don't harden their lips. You can tell when someone is hardened their own desire because they want to respond. The expression. It's a shame because I have dealt with us and those that have lived here. And there are very few that I've dealt with that there is a pleasantry that their ruah is right when you deal with them. Very few I've found. And I mean fewer than few. You find them that they're resolved because they defy Yah, they reproach Yah. And so they will speak their mind, whether it's in their verbiage or their expression. And one other day, look at me. He looked at me and said, boy, if you don't stop looking at me, that wickedness, look at me like that. I didn't even look at him like that, but he looked at me like that. Wickedness. Juvenileness is childish. Immaturity. I never forget Evangelist Hartsfield. I was a young man, 20-some years old. And he was reproving me that morning for using the word amen, amen. And I never forget sitting at the table with him. I'll tell the story. And he was a man, when he reproved you openly. He would bring you up. And stand you before the people. He did not play. And I'll never forget looking in his eyes as he began to reprove me. The more he reproved me, the softer my love began to become very pliable. I'll never forget looking in his eyes and say, Evangelist Hartsfield, whatever it takes, please tell me. I obey you. And what a great relief that was. What a great sense of liberation. And because of that, Yah was able to open up simple things to me. And because of that, Yah was able to open up his truth. Hallelujah. Not because of what I hear men say, of their verbiage, of their expression. He opens it up to me in the simple way. He does. Hallelujah. Not that I emulate the way he preached. Don't have to. Don't need to. But he opens it up in a very simple way. One of sincerity. I believe what I preach. I believe this. I don't want to be a friend of the world. I don't want to be Duffer's friend. I don't want to be Francis' friend. I don't want to be my aunt's friend. I don't want to be in their fellowship. I don't want them. I am all right the way I am. I never forget my natural sister said to me, when you die, you go to, I say, honey, let me tell you something, Cal. I said it like that. Matter of fact, I said, you whore. Jesse Paola, don't you worry about when I die. For what? You can leave my thing in the rot hole. I care. Because as the old ones would say, that great morning, we're going to get up. Those that have been dumped in the sea, everybody, I don't care where you, I don't care those that have been cremated and all. So make sure that when you bury me, you don't have to worry about putting me in nothing. Hallelujah. The dead knoweth nothing. Oh, I'm not going to be hurt by the sun or the ants. Or let the buzzards eat the body. Hallelujah. I have no problem with that. I'm not worried about how you're going to bury me. Stupid generation. They're worried about more about how they're going to be buried than how they're living, don't they? You get some lying dog, you get up there and say, well, brother, so he committed his life to Christ at the age of 9. Lying dog, he was an adulteress, a whoremonger, abandoned his wife, his sons, his daughters. She was a Jezebel, and crackhead, abandoned her youngins. He was a whore, he was a dog. Well, at the age of 13, he moved on and he was baptized. They believe that that's the salvation of Yah. To be a friend of the world is an enemy of Yah. Your friendship to be based upon world and your excitement about what the world, you're an enemy. You're an enemy of Yah. Period. You defy Yah, reproach him. Because you don't like what he says, you're his enemy. There's nothing that infuriates a parent more than when the child, what she tells or he tells the child to do something they defy it. It makes your wrath come down. Come on, you that have raised children. You find anything in your hand. My grandmother, I don't care if it was a brick or a stick. She would try to break your head. And it will let you know the next time, boy, don't you ever try that. She would take a stick. I don't care what it was. You sit there and defy her, reproach her. You look at her with a strange stupidity. She's thinking that, boy, you don't realize what I've had to labor to make sure you had bread. You know, good, bam, is off and I'm taking care of you. She doesn't send her dime here. Are you going to respond to me that way? She will not allow me to do it. And you learn very quickly. You learn very quickly. Hallelujah. They have no man in the house. Today is hard to find men. It is. Stand in the strength of Yah. The homes are ordered right. You see the beauty. What you're going to see in the wife is the beauty of the husband man. He treats her right and does it right. Then you're going to see that beauty in her. She reflects him. Man doesn't want to spend no time with her. Can't get nothing done. She asks you to fix the door. You let it stay there for 6 months. Hallelujah. You know this right here is hitting some of you all here. Hitting you, isn't it? That's all right. I tend to hit you. I tend to knock your head off. I have a sword. I don't have no bat. You can't even get a pleasant moment with you. You grumpy as hell. Crazy. Hallelujah. See, y'all can't even get a pleasant moment with us. A stupidity. Because we can't obey him. We're enemies. Enemies of Yah. And cause you to despise his name. What has caused you to despise the name of Yah? You find those that are his enemies. I want to show you something. Turn to Ma'ash. Ma'ash. Acts 13:10. I want to show you something. This is the nature of those that are enemy combatants of Yah. Acts 13:10. When Elamas, when Shaul dealt with the serpent of hell, it was a foul thing. He says unto him, Acts 13:10, and he said unto Elamas, he says, you're a man, you're full of all subtlety.
your manner of deceit and guile and lies and corruption. Brothers and sisters, listen. When you find, I don't care who it is, a man or a woman, that they're full of lies. They're full of deceit and subtleties. They say things and then they know they mean something else. That's a wicked one. You tell the truth. You speak truthfully. You don't add additives to it. And when you find someone that constantly does that, that is a deceitful Jezebel out of hell. That's an adulteress and an adulteress. They lie to make themselves look straight. He says, you're full of all subtlety. He said, and all mischief. When you find a mischievous one, you find one that is lazy and they're full of this effeminate life. What a man is a lazy man, he looks effeminate. Come on, somebody. What a man is lazy, he walks effeminate. He doesn't have the strength of the masculinity of a man. God made a man to have masculinity. And that doesn't mean he has to go lift 50 pounds either. But his character is one of masculinity. He has a masculine character. And so when you find one that is full of mischief, this is an effeminateness to it. You know, I'm such an ignorant man, I have to do research on words. Because I know if I say, yeah, I put that there, what is that for there? It's just like mischief, just being mischievous or doing things wrong. It has more indication than that. He's talking about these that they're lazy, they're feminine when it comes to the things of God. They won't stand on it. They won't stand on it in their homes. Their homes are taken under the ruins of hell. Their homes are being the demise of their home by the enemy of hell because they're effeminate men. They are men of mischief. People who blaspheme the name of Yah, they don't call upon the name of Yah. They don't cry unto that name. They don't stand on the power of that name, for there's greatness in that name. And Yah has not added words to the book for them to be omitted. They're very pertinent. They have value. They're meant for us to understand. So you're full of subtlety. He said to this lion child of hell, you're full of subtlety, you're effeminate. He calls him, he says, in all subtlety and all mischief, you child of the devil. You see what he calls him? He calls him a child of the devil, right? Shaitan. And he calls him, you enemy of all Shadika. Is Yahweh Shadika from everlasting to everlasting? Is the righteousness of Yah from everlasting to everlasting? Is his Torah is the truth? He said, you're the enemy of Yahweh. You're the enemy of all Shadika. Will you not cease to pervert the right ways of Yahweh? When one ceases to try to pervert the right ways, say, well, it's all right if they do it. We are Israel. I'm going to be saved if I'm saved. I'm saved. You're a jackass. You're a fool. You're saved because you obey him. You're saved. Israel saved because they obey me. And all Israel be saved. Why? Because we have the litmus test or the truth of the power of Yah. We walk in that power. We gain the benefits of the blessings of Yah. Stupid generation. You hit hard, preacher. I intend to hit hard. Hallelujah. When I do something, I do it hard. I do. Are you boasting? No, I'm just telling you. What do? I do it hard. I do things that are very boring. I do things that are boring. Very boring. No stimulation. And I do those kinds of things to exercise this boring thing. I do things that are very boring. I don't even know how I get through it. It attacks the mind. It attacks one's spirit. I really do. I know the purpose why I do it. Hallelujah. So I do things that are very boring. I'm a very boring person to be around. I am. I'm boring. I do things that are boring. Because I know what boring things will do. When something is boring, you have to pay attention to it, right? That's why you don't read the book, because it's boring. Now I want everyone to look at each other. Look at someone. Say, when the last time you picked the book up? Come on, if you're not looking at someone, look at someone. Say, when the last time you picked it up? Say, be honest. Tell the truth. Now that should bring conviction on you. You know the last time you picked it up. It ought to make you ashamed. It ought to. The reason you don't pick it up is because there's no love for Yah. You pick up every little piece of gossip, don't you? Come on here, people.
You could hear something. Well, I heard she said that. Sister Robert said that. Well, no, that come from Quila. Now that no. I heard Sister Horn. She was quiet. She was whistling. So Celeste, I will. When I heard Pastor Robert said that, how in the hell you know unless you heard it from me? Hallelujah. We have everything that except what Yah says. He tells us, he that hath ear, let him hear what the Ruah speaks of the Spirit. If I speak by the Spirit of man, you'll run. Don't hear it. You hear what Yah says. You're not a friend of Yah, you're a friend of the world. You're not his friend. He hates you. The enemy of all of the Siddiqa, the righteous daughter of Yah, you're his enemy. And that's why there are many that defies and they get angry when a man of Yah speaks to their conditions. They don't like that. If I tell you rosy things, you have the superficial thing you call love for me, but it won't be based upon truth. It's based upon the superficiality. You can speak accolades of great reverence and they love that. You tell them where they're falling short, they despise you. He says there in Matitiyah 13:40, I want to read that. Get back there. He said, and as therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire of hell, so shall it be in the end of the Olam Hazel, the end of the world. The Ben Adam, the son of man, he shall send forth his Melechim. And they shall gather out. You'll hear this. The Melech of Yah said the Melechim. And they will gather out one thing. They will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend. Now that's what he's going to do. He's gathering out all things that offend. And them which do iniquity, they have no law for Torah, they offend Yah. Everything that offends Yah is not based upon the living power of Torah. It offends him. He's going to gather all things that offends him. And those that do iniquity, they love sin. They love it. He's going to gather it. He's going to remove it out of his kingdom. He says, then shall the Siddiqah shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Abad. Do you hear that? When Yah gathers out of us the thing that offend him, then the righteousness, the Siddiqah of Yah will shine. This is a pleasant thing to see the sun. You ever gotten up early enough to see the sun? Some of you all don't even see what the sun looks like. But to see the sun rise in his beauty, the pleasant thing, beautiful thing to see the rising of the sun. And when one has the rising of the sun, the S-O-N of Siddiqah rising in them, it's a pleasant thing. It's a beautiful thing. Because we're friends of the world. We're enemies of Yah. We become combatant. That's why we get upset if you say something about your son or your daughter, your mama. You get upset. Oh, that's why your conversation with them is one of hypocrisy before the people of Yah, but it's a different thing with them. Hallelujah. That's why. And yet you can't even talk to a sister or brother. No interaction with them. But a Jezebel of a daughter, wicked old son, you can interact with him. Well, that's my brother to hell. My brother's a dead. Hear the word of Yah and do his will. I don't care if you don't love me. That's my sister. She's a Jezebel. She's blasphemed the name of Yah. He's going to gather out everything that offend him in his kingdom. Now you offend him and see what's going to happen. He's gathering them out. And because there's no true Hava for Yah, we offend him constantly. And we have no compunction as to how we offend him. I'm on his side. I take one side. And no other side. The side of Yah. I don't take your side. Don't take Sister Robert's side. You, as a matter of fact, I judge Sister Robert's heart, and I judge you all. You all not there. You all see it. Hallelujah. I take Yah's side. I take the side of Yahweh. That's the side I take. You may take your wife or your daughter, your son. Well, Pastor Roberts don't understand. Yeah, I do understand. She's a wicked heifer. She's not even a heifer. Well, don't call me a heifer. Well, Yah says Israel is like a backslidden heifer. He calls us a heifer, doesn't he? Well, I call you a heifer too. If he calls you a heifer, it's in the book. He knows what he's saying. Hallelujah. It's one thing about a heifer, when a little heifer slides back from the cow, she doesn't suck the milk like she should. And it dies off. And we have been eating the milk of the sincere truth of the word of Yah. And that's why we're full of dead men bones. Full of sin. I want someone to tell me the truth. I want to be prepared. You can't go out. How many of you have gone out and run 50 miles? But I guarantee you, you can go out here and walk half of a lap today, half a lap next day, and get up where you can walk 3 or 4 laps, 10 laps. Get up where you can run one time or half a lap. You may not run 50 miles, but I tell you what, there will be a witness there, or there will be something still with you that you can persevere and do it. I guarantee you that. When we begin to do all things in HaMashiach that strengthen us, and we don't come in our own strength, then we can overcome all things. Because of our stupidity and our ignorance, our dumbness. We think we're smart. We think we're something. We deceive ourselves and we think we're something. We're deceiving ourselves. We think we got something. We deceive ourselves. Oh, Pastor, no. I said to Pastor Brady, don't even speak those kind of words to me. I know what I am, but don't even try it. I will not allow men to do that to me. Period. Because I've seen that too much. And I see what men do. Hallelujah. It's almost like a husband telling his wife, I love you so, baby. I love you till you die. I love you. Oh, honey, I love you. The next thing you know, he's in the arm of some other woman. Come on here, somebody. And that's the way we are with Yah. He's going to send his reapers. And they're going to take out everything that offend him. I want to close with a few verses here. Listen to this. I'll tell you, I want you to hear it. It says in 1 Yochanan. It says in 1 John chapter 3, 9. Whosoever is born of Yahweh does not commit sin. You will not. For we know sin is a transgression of the Torah. Does not commit sin. For his seed. Now look what's remained in us. His seed. What is the seed of Yah? His word, isn't it? When the word of Yahweh is not in us, then we're not. That's why we sin. For his seed remains in him and he cannot. I don't care what no one says. As a young ignorant preacher, I would preach that. Oh boy, we all going to sin. But he cannot. I did not have the understanding of it. He's not going to defy the Torah. He's not going to walk iniquitous. He cannot sin because he is born of Yahweh. In this, the children of Yah are manifested as the children of the devil. Now, is this a complete demarcation here in 1 John chapter 3, verse 10? In this, is the children of Yah and the devil manifested. Whosoever does not Sadiq is not of Yah. Who does not walk in the righteous covenant, a covering of Yah, they are not of him. Neither he that loves not his brother. He tells us to love our neighbors. Our neighbors as we love ourselves. Don't tell me we're not to love strangers. You ever learn how to love your neighbors? Someone that you're familiar with. Parents don't even know how to love their children. Is Yah true love? Come on, is he true love? Does he love us? Does he tell us the truth? Does he spank our backsides? Does he spare us for crying? He doesn't spare us because if he did, we would be lost in hell. He said, don't spare them for crying. Bring the tears out. Take the rod and bring it out. I mean, bring it out, bring it out. And we go, pap, pap, pap. No, he said, bring it out. Bring it out. And he doesn't spare us from crying either. Because that is what saves our being from hell. And this, the children of the enemy are manifested. And the children of Shaitan, those that love Yah, his seed remains in them. Those that sin, those that defy the Torah, remember the Shabbat and keep it kodesh. You should not take his name in vain. You should not covet. That's all the world does. Covet. I want mine. I got to have me. I got to have mine. The world rapes the people. It takes everything they got. I don't care what you got. It takes all your energy. It takes all your time. It takes from your children. Come on, why do you think the children are running ragged as hell today?
He brought back there. He doesn't make small fry on the job he works. Do you make small fry? Does it take every dime? Does it take every nickel? Does it take every dime? And that's not trying to live some kind of luxurious lifestyle. It takes every nickel. The world commands everything. And we think that Yah's not going to command every. He commands all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your being, and all of your strength. He wants everything. For he is a jealous Abba. Because he knows his reward is greater than what the world can give you. He knows that there's a reward that is much greater. He's trying to let you know, don't be a fool. You giving me this little putrefied stuff. I got something that is greater. Don't you know, if I was hungry, what would you feed me? Tell me, the cattle upon a thousand here, they're mine in the world. At the fullness, it belongs to me. Tell me what you're going to feed me. What kind of meat can you make? Can you make beef? Can any of y'all make beef? Can you make bread? You can't make no bread. You may put the ingredients in there to form a loaf of bread and bake it, but you didn't make the bread. You can't make no beef. So what would you feed him? He means what he says. He wants us as a people to get out of this stupidity, this sottish way of stupidity, this slothfulness, this effeminate way. He doesn't want us to be effeminate. He wants us to be laborers. Hallelujah. Deacon Horn and I, we were laying those blocks the other day. And of course, we were laying, I hadn't laid in a while, no more than laying those bricks in Brother Dale's place, and I haven't finished that. When he get ready, I will finish that work. I'm just waiting for him to conclude his, and my job is done. But we were out there laying those blocks, and of course, I haven't laid in a long time. It's some years, really. And so when I laid that first one down, boom, I said, Deacon Horn, I can't. Because it's almost a part of my mental thinking. I know how to lay it down. I know exactly how much to push it. I know exactly. I can look at it and tell when it's level, straight, plumb. And so when I laid, I got me a brand new level. I paid $30 for it. Laid that level on there. It was level. It was plumb. Everything right. I said, that ain't bad. I like that. Well, because of that, then as I began to lay the other ones, I said, this is all right. But of course, in the process, you began to feel that inadequate, that inactivity of laying. And of course, so back at the hurting, they go and say, well, you get over there and get that done. You take care of that. I'll set you up and I'll finish it. Well, he was doing the hard part. He had to chip here, chip there. Well, of course, I'm praying, yeah, I'll be glad when he hurry up. And when I see him finish over there, I'm like, come on, Deacon. My back is hurting, huh? I know what I said. Touch and lift. That's 40, 50 pounds out there. That's heavy when you go there like that. You feel that everywhere. And of course, during the process of that, I see him. He go, that's okay then. We're on the same page. Looks over at me and say, well, I know what that means. My back was cramping last night too. Had done it in a while. We'll take care of business tomorrow. So it is with y'all, brothers and sisters. This has become a pattern of practice. It's not because we have to do something in a physical sense. It's something because we have a true love in our heart for him. And we want to be obedient unto him. The house of Israel must be straightened out. The people of Yah are known by the fruit that we bear, the seed that is in us. There's something profound here. I want to read this and two last verses. One in Sirach. Listen to this. It says in Sirach, it says in 16 and 1 and 40 and 15. But it says this. Listen. It says, do not desire the multitude of useless children, nor rejoice in wicked sons. Now that's what it says. That's truth. Don't desire the multitude of lazy, useless children. And don't rejoice in your wicked sons. And don't rejoice in that. He said, don't do that. I believe this is truth here. Well, she's in college. Don't rejoice in it. It pollutes her. Well, he got a Mercedes-Benz. So what? So don't rejoice in that. He said, if they multiply, do not rejoice in them. Whatever they gain, don't rejoice in that. Don't say, well, oh, look at my son. Look at my daughter. He said, don't rejoice in that. He says, unless the fear of Yahweh is in them. Unless they have the fear of Yahweh, you rejoice in it. If they don't have the fear of Yah, you don't rejoice in that. This is a generation rejoices in that. He said, unless they have. Now, I know that's in Sirach, but that sounds profound to me. Unless they have the fear of Yahweh in them. He said, do not trust in their survival. And do not rely on their multitude. Well, if you need some, tell me, Daddy. Mama, I got money. I can send you this. Don't rely on the multitude, on their multitude. For one is better than a thousand. And to be childish is better than to have wicked children. So what is wicked children? Those that defy Yah, that turn their heart away from Yah. They hear the truth, they defy it. They hear the truth just like we are. We're wicked children because we hear the truth and you defy it, don't you? You have disdain for it. You say, I'm not going to do it. When Yah tells, let me tell you something. Show how wicked you are. When Yah tells you this, I want to show you something simple. And we are vile, wicked people. When He tells His people to rejoice, and I say it again, rejoice. You rejoice. We are children of hell. You're tears. That's why you can't do what He tells you. You defy Him. Ignorant fools. Shaul calls us fools. When He tells us what to do it. We defy Him. Well, I don't feel like it. No, I'm not going to defy you. Yeah. He does rejoice in Him. And again, I said, rejoice. Rejoice in Him always. Just rejoice. And I do rejoice in Him. Can I tell you something? I'm not sad. I'm not unhappy. I am not hungry. I'm full. I'm excited. I live a happy, robust, boring life. Hallelujah. All honor to Him. So it's better not to have any children than to have wicked sons and daughters that defy Yah. I have no problem with what Yah has over my life. Hallelujah. You parents train them up in the way they should go. And the things of Yah. Hallelujah. He says, Shirach says in 40:15, listen to this. The children of the wicked will not put forth many branches. They don't have no fruit. They don't put forth much. They don't. And they are unhealthy root upon sheer rocks. They grow. You cannot get nothing to grow on a sheer rock, tell me. You may find a place where there's a little dirt there and a little pocket of two rocks and find some grass or seed is dropped there in a little tree, but the tree is unhealthy. That's what they're like. They're unhealthy children. That's why we're unhealthy. You look unhealthy. Come on, brothers and sisters. We look unhealthy. We don't look healthy. Come on, some of you sisters that are young, I see some of y'all walking like that. Say, what the? Dress you right and cover down. 40 inches all around. Dress you right and cover down. You know, when I'm in the garden, I'm like this. 40 inches all around. I know, I wish your pastor would hush, but that's all right. I'm not going to stop. We are one in Haruah. We are one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You see, I sing like that all the time. I don't care whether I'm pulling watermelons. I have to fuss a little bit. Get back pulling watermelons. Down the corn aisle. I have to fuss. Come on, brothers. But I still. Because there's something that's genuine. I believe this. It is real to me. It is real. I like that song by Brother Beard, Elder Beard. We are one in the Spirit. We are one. Hallelujah. That's all he sings. Hallelujah. I listen to that. Hallelujah. Praising Yah. We are one in Haruah. I was singing that last night, this is Robert. We are one in. I was showing her how to sing that. I said, I don't like to sing like that. I sing it a different way. I can remember that song. We are one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just like that part. The hallelujah part. I like that. I really do. I'm telling you. I like that part. I like it. You know, there's folks in the aerobic class, they got to have some music to the beat. I can listen to that song 50 times. Just the same word. I listened to that song yesterday probably 10, 15 times. That's all right. That's the last time I would hear. That's all he sings. But that's it. Nothing else to it. I said, oh, that's so pretty. Huh? Go back and listen. Same thing. I can listen to the word of Yah all day. Same thing. I get excited about it. So same thing. He's singing the same thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We are one in the Spirit. We are one. I like that. Hallelujah. Let me close here, all right? Hallelujah. Jirach says, children, Jirach 41:7, children will blame a wicked father. For they have suffered reproach because of him, and they do. Do we suffer reproach because of Adam? When you find wicked, slothful daddies and mamas that will not hold fast to the standards of Yah, your children suffer because of that. Parents, you hold fast. If they turn away from Yah, they suffer reproach because of their own sin. But you don't turn away from the things of Yah. It says, woe to the wicked men who have forsaken the Torah of the Most High Yahweh. When a man forsake the Torah, he's a wicked man. I will not forsake the Torah to have the fellowship with my sister's natural sister and my brother. I will not do that. And because I love Torah and I talk Torah, they're not going to want to be in my presence. I don't care if it's my mother, anyone. It makes no difference at all. The word of Yah is true. To be friends of the world, you're an enemy of Yah. You don't see yourself an enemy. Because it's me, but you see someone else an enemy. We can always point out someone else's sin. We can't point out ours. You're sad when you can't see yourself. When I look in the mirror, I see this man here. I say, man, you need work on. You need help. I can see the eyes are getting older and everything. And that's all right. You know time is coming, don't you? We can see someone else, but we can't see ourselves. I would be a hypocrite to get up here and preach like this. And it's applicable for me. I believe what I preach. I know I have to live this way. If I demand of a brother, I would do more than him, believe me. I'm not an effeminate man. I'm not a man of mischievous ways. I'm not effeminate, not willing. But you see me out there in the garden, you know I'm out there. That's why I get on all brothers. I don't care who it is. Come on. Let's roll. Sure will. I will give you all. That's what Yahshua did. David closed here, the wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. When you exalt the vilest of people, then on every side, wickedness or the wicked walk on your side. When you exalt those that are vile and evil, how we can exalt the wicked, but we can exalt one another. Enemies of Yahweh, the terrors of the world, the enemies, Yah's going to root them up. He's sending forth the Melech to take care of them. May Yah barak you all today. May He strengthen you all. May He heal the minds of Yisrael, wherever you are, you that are listening. May the blessings of Yah barak you all. Hallelujah. May Yah barak you all. You that are listening, may the Ruach of Yah bless it, rest upon you all. May He strengthen you all. Come on, my brother. Sister, my song. You all know what it is. You that are listening, is for all of your brother James, Jerome James. We hope you're listening today. May Yah barak you. Your home, stand strong, my brother. All you that are listening, Brother Mary, Pastor Person there, we told you. Brother Marta, Sister Melissa, the children. Wherever you are listening today, Sister Patricia there, Patricia Smith and Virginia, Sister Patricia Sims, all of you, the gathering there in Virginia, wherever you, this song is for you all. May Yah enrich you all. Be happy this day because you're blessed. With the fullness of Yah, may He enrich you all. Shalom.
We do pray, Abba, that you search us diligently, create us a new heart, renew the right Ru'ah in us, until the power of your word dwells there richly and mightily, and that the manifestation of Yahshua is made alive in this earthly realm. We need you today. Heal all our brothers and sisters, those that need a touch and they're listening. We total you for all, the house of Yisrael, and all of your people, we do pray in Yahshua's name. Yeshua, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.